G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the Super Network's coverage of the 2020 Fantasia International Film Festival. And once again, I am joined by my lovely co-host on all the podcasts over at the Super Network, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hey B, doing well, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Just keeping busy as per usual. And we're now, you and I have now come to the end of our Fantasia journey. Which I can't believe it's already over already. Saw some really good movies throughout the last cup during the week and a half, I believe, the film festival was on. So we got to see and review some really cool stuff. But the question is, though, is the very last film that we watched for the film festival this year up there as one of the best? And for this audio review, we will be reviewing the action comedy The Paper Tigers, which is written and directed by Bao Tran, and it stars Alan Yu, Ron Yuan, Michael Shannon Jenkins, and Matthew Page. And I gotta say, this one for me was a last minute choice for the film festival for me, because I sort of wasn't sure what to expect. I figured, given everything else that we watched for the film festival, sort of compared to some of them, this one seemed like it would be like a fun little, light little film based on the premise and the fact that it's also a comedy as well. And so I thought, okay, maybe I'd give this one a check out. I mean, it's also an action comp, has action and kung fu and everything in it. I thought I'll check this out as part of the film festival. And I got to say, I was really pleasantly surprised by this film. I thought it would just be kind of just a full-on action comedy, and it is. There's a lot of comedy and there's a lot of action, but it surprisingly has a lot of heart and also a lot of sort of dramatic elements to it as well. But the film does find this really good balance of having all those different aspects together in the one story, because...
Yeah.
And because it's a film that not only... Because, the plot summary for this film, which I completely forgot to do, which I'm once again reading from IMDb, is three kung fu prodigies have grown into washed up middle-aged men, now one kick away from pulling their hamstrings. But when their master is murdered, they must juggle their dead-end jobs, dad duties, and old grudges to avenge his death. Now, that was one of the things that appealed to me about this film, is that premise, because it is about three middle-aged men who used to be friends, and then after, when their master has been murdered, they come back together to seek revenge. But the thing is, the movie is just a lot more than that. It is about the lives of these three men who were friends as teenagers, and particularly being students of kung fu, kind of... things happen in their lives, and a lot of them had fallen out with each other and they've gone their separate ways. And now that they've come back together after their master's death, a lot of sort of previous wounds have been open, and it's about them kind of trying to sort of fix what they have lost over the years and repair their friendship, but also things that are happening in their personal lives, and particularly the character, Danny, played by Alan Yu, is a father who's just recently divorced from his wife and is at the moment is being kind of a bit neglectful to his son and not being as good as a dad as he possibly can be. So he's kind of struggling with that while also on this mission to find out with his father. And I think the movie, and this being Bao Tran's first feature film as writer-director, he does a really good job at just handling the film's many tones and sort of putting them together in a way that feels like true to each other. And it's just so wonderfully done. So, but enough about me talking about this film. Marcy, what did you think of The Paper Tigers?
I really enjoyed this movie. I wasn't actually sure what to expect there. I wasn't sure what to expect at all. I just knew that basic synopsis. I didn't even realize it was going to be in English. Goodness me, how silly am I? But yeah, this is, it's a great drama. It's a funny comedy. It's a really good heartwarming film. And it's like a bit of an underdog story. And I like how it sort of plays on the normal or the usual martial arts tropes and sort of turns it on their heads a little bit. And rather than having sort of younger people, we're dealing with these guys who are, you know, late 40s or 50s, sort of coming back together and still doing their martial arts, but they've got to, I guess, deal with the pulled hamstrings, so to speak.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it was a really enjoyable film, and I liked how it really blended the elements together. And when it's funny, it's really freaking funny. When it's dramatic, it actually, you know, hits all the right notes without being, you know, overly
dramatic.
The right word? Yeah, like not overly dramatic, but sappy or anything like that. And when it is that, you know, it has that heart, it really shines through. And this is something like you could even sort of compare it in a way to like the Cobra Kai series, how it deals with like those characters 30 years on from the events of the Karate Kid, and how their lives have changed, but also how they bring back like having martial arts in their life, which is what these three characters end up doing.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Cobra Kai. That was the first thought that popped into my head through this movie, even though I still haven't had a chance to see the show yet. But based on what I've heard of Cobra Kai, and I should really get around to watching it, that was one of the... And how it sort of deals with its characters 30 years after the events of the Karate Kid films. That is what kind of popped in with this film. Like, seeing these... Because we're at the beginning of the movie, we're introduced to our three leads as teenagers and them learning the ways of kung fu from their master. But we're also seeing how brash they are. Like, they, some Danny in particular is getting into fights with other students and teenagers and all that, particularly the character of Carter, who in the older version of Carter is played by Matthew Page, who definitely steals every scene that he's in, because he's basically the token white guy who, like, he thinks he's a sensei and he thinks he's a kung fu master and he thinks, like, he knows more about Chinese culture than anyone else.
Yeah, he's the white guy who, you know, you think, I don't think, mate, you're doing cultural appreciation, you're doing cultural appropriation, and it's not okay. And the way it's played in the film actually works so well because it is so cringy.
Yeah.
And I like what it kind of has to say about that. And even like, even though his character's not in it a lot, he even goes through like, you know, a character development as well. And I thought that was really good and clever.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that was one of the things that surprised me most about this film is, like, at times you think it's going to go one way, at least with its characters or how they're going to act and behave, but it kind of shifts gears and kind of brings a lot of depth to the characters. Even the characters we're supposed to hate, they make us understand who these characters are. And even Danny, as we know, he's kind of like a neglectful dad. Like, we still empathize with him as a character and understand what he's going through and like what all three of these guys are going through in stages in their lives. And I also do love that all three actors, Alan Yu, Ron Yuan, and Michael Shannon Jenkins, like all these guys have appeared in a lot of stuff individually over the years, whether they're in films or TV shows, but they've kind of been more, you know, supporting characters than anything else. But so I think it was really cool to kind of see them as the three leads of this film. And in a way, it's kind of showing, like, seeing these guys who have popped up in a lot of stuff. And when I looked over their each of their filmographies just after watching this film, like, I'd be like, oh yeah, he was in this film or he was in that film. And but it's really cool to kind of see director Bao Tran really sort of showcasing these guys by, instead of making them supporting characters, they're the leads of this film.
Yeah, and what really works so well, and this was like, you know, a very integral part of making this work, is that these three actors have incredible chemistry together. They work so well, and the the banter and everything between them is so natural that you really do believe that, you know, these guys were childhood friends who've reunited again. And I really liked that. And each individual performance from them is so good, and it works on different layers, and they all brought something interesting to the table, and I really, really like that as well.
I agree, and also the fight sequences themselves were really well done, and it's no surprise that it is that way, because Bao Tran was a student of action master Corey Yuen, who, for a lot of people out there, I mean, he's done a lot of fight choreography for a lot of films throughout the decades, but he's probably primarily known as the director of The Transporter, and also one of our all-time favorite movies, No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yeah, so I absolutely love that there's that little connection with one of our favorites in there. But yeah, no, I hope that Bao Tran actually, you know, does more features, because there's a lot of talent there, and this film really showcases that. I think it's a really well-directed film. It's a really well-written film. And what I really love is that the comedy just flows so naturally, and everyone just hits those notes that from early on, I was laughing out loud, and I'm just like, oh gosh, this movie is so fun.
And a lot of the humor doesn't feel forced as well.
No,
or broad, it feels natural.
Naturally.
Yeah, it comes naturally and makes sense with each character. Like, even like, as we talked about Matthew Page, like, anytime he opens his mouth, I just was both kind of laughing and cringing at what he says. But
yeah.
But, like, everyone is does a good job with the humor of this film. And everyone, like you said, brings something different to the table, which I think was really makes this film for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really, you know, I wasn't sure how it was actually going to wrap up. And when it did, I was just so happy and pleased. And it just warmed my heart to see how it ended. And I'm not going to spoil it, but the way the film kind of begins when it introduces the characters when they're younger is we see all these things like on VHS tapes, and the actual like credits is done in like the VHS font.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we actually see kind of something similar, but it's done from like an iPhone or something. And I kind of liked that. That was really cool.
I agree. It's like, it is a really surprisingly great little movie. And I believe this, you know, it made its world premiere at the Fantasia Film Festival. So we're like one of the first people in the world to see it. And I got to say, like, I think this movie, depending like who picks it up and where, whether it's in cinemas or on video on demand or Netflix or any other streaming service or whatever, I think I could see this movie becoming kind of a sleeper hit in a way, because like it is a crowd pleaser, and it sort of hits all the notes that you want it from a film like that. Like it delivers like the comedy, the drama, it has action, and it has great characters and writing and great direction. And I think to me, it kind of hits a lot of great beats that for a film like this to be kind of a minor hit.
Yeah, and I think this is the kind of movie that would play so well with a crowd, which we so will probably not even get to do this year in cinemas, being that we're in Melbourne at the moment.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, yeah, but I definitely recommend everyone to check this movie out.
Yeah.
Like, probably at the time of this film, with this review is, it will be the last day of the film festival. So if you have an opportunity to check out the film, definitely do so. But if not, definitely keep an eye out for it in the future. It is worth watching.
Yeah, it is something that I would highly recommend. It just really, you know, I had such a great time with this movie, and it really sort of like just appealed to my love of martial arts movies, but also my love of good little dramas and comedies and things that are just fill my heart with so much warmth.
Agreed, and I guess that's all credit to Bao Tran, because he brings up, like, to just before we wrap up this audio review, he does have a love for martial arts films, and a lot of those like key things that we love from that genre are here, but he adds something new to the table as well by having this kind of introspective kind of character comedy drama stuff, but mixing it with a traditional kung fu movie, and even kind of replicates some of the style and techniques in certain scenes, particularly with the actual fight scenes as well. But yeah, I really love this movie. I think it's great. And if I had to give this one a rating, I'd give it about 4 out of 5. It is really good and a lot of fun. And what rating do you give this one, Marcy?
I'm exactly the same as you. I give it 4 out of 5. It was just a delight. It really was. And, you know, you couldn't really ask for a better, you know, hour and 40 minutes. It was just great from start to finish. Loved it. Agreed.
Absolutely agreed. Well, yep, that's the end of our audio review of The Paper Tigers. I hope you all enjoyed it very much. And also, that is our wrap on Fantasia this year. And we want to thank the organizers of the 2020 Fantasia Film Festival for letting the Super Network be a part of this year's festivities. Marcy and I had a really good time covering the film festival this year. And we hope to do it again next year for sure.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to. And it was such a pleasure to have the chance to, I guess, experience Fantasia Film Festival from our homes in Australia, something that, you know, we haven't been able to do before. And I really enjoyed it. And it was great to see, you know, a whole different slew of films that we got to check out. So it was great.
Indeed. And that I can't wait for next year. So, yep, that's the end of the audio review. Once again, I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And once again, Paper Tigers is playing at the Fantasia Film Festival, so definitely check it out if you can. And we'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Catch you later. Done.